When I was in middle school, I watched a show called Boy Meets World. It's a spinoff of The Wonder Years. Not very good, but when I was a middle schooler, it was fun. And in one of the episodes, the older brother's getting ready for college, so he's preparing by doing the laundry. He puts his dirty clothes in two different piles, lights and darks, and then he gets to the last piece of laundry, and it absolutely stumps him. So he asks his little brother, "Whites go in the lights, colors go in the darks, but where does a white shirt with black stripes go?" For all the graduates out there who don't know the answer to this question, you still have 3 months, right? And after that, you'll find out one way or the other. And for our college grads out there, there's a book called Adulting, How to Become a Grown-Up in 468 Easy-ish Steps. That's not just for our college grads. I think it can be for a lot of folks. But the reality is parents have a tough job. They have to trust that they're giving the basic tools so their kids can make it out there. And then at some point, they have to let them go. Most of us, me included, without their pushing and prodding, we couldn't make it out in the real world. There were a few times when I know I made my parents really anxious. Like the summer after I graduated from college. I was an Eagle Scout. I graduated with honors. I was about to head off for a year-long mission to Africa. I made my parents really proud. That is until the day before I said goodbye. I went to the bank to get cash and accidentally left my debit card in the ATM, and it ate it up. Could you imagine my parents? I was going halfway around the world, the year after 9/11. I passed a lot of tests in school, but this was real life, and I didn't have a debit card. I don't know if you realize this or not, but Jesus and his disciples are at a similar place. The truth is, I'm pretty sure Jesus knew his disciples weren't ready. After he died on the cross, he was raised from the dead. The disciples, what did they do? They hid? They went back home? And it's at that point when Jesus realized he had a lot more work to do before his disciples could go out into this real world on their own. So he comes back for a 50-day crash course, discipling, how to make it in the world without Jesus by your side in 468 easy-ish steps. Now, the disciples may not have liked that he eventually had to leave. They probably wanted him to stay a lot longer. But a pastor friend once told me if Jesus stayed here any longer, they would have crucified him again. He wasn't going to stick around. He had to leave. Doesn't mean it was easy for Jesus or for his disciples. They probably cherished every moment they had together. And if you had a choice between hanging out with Jesus, learning from the master, and going out into the real world, I don't know about you, but I'd choose Jesus every time. It's like when we go to worship or when we go to a retreat, there's something comforting and peaceful about these things because you know that the moment that you're out there on your own, when you have to share your faith, when you face real life challenges, that's the time when you realize you can't always ask for advice from the real pro. It's the dilemma the disciples face today. Jesus is ascending. Jesus is now actually going to leave them for good. And the problem with that is, it meant change is about to happen. It meant the pro wasn't going to be there anymore to tell them how to do it, whether they liked it or not, whether they prepared for it or not. It meant that the Holy Spirit was coming. And you know, they were probably pretty anxious about this Holy Spirit. They'd spent a lot of time with Jesus. They knew him so well that he became predictable, except when he died on the cross, of course. The Spirit will come and blow where it wants to. It doesn't explain what it's doing. It just goes here and there and everywhere. And if you look any further in Acts, it's going to go to places they don't want to go. If the Bible reminds us of anything, it's that we don't really like change. You and I like to control things. We're like the Israelites out in the desert. The Israelites like to know where their next meal is coming from. They told Moses and God that they'd rather go back to Egypt to be slaves than to follow God in the desert. And similarly, we don't like the Spirit blowing where it will. We'd much prefer the way it used to be. Jesus ascending and the Spirit coming is a big transition. It means a whole lot of change. For all our graduates and parents out there, you're on the cusp of a major transition. Like we said in the children's time, it can be both exciting, and yet it's also a big change. Whatever's next, school, work, the unknown. Disciples are just like us, and it's hard to prepare for what's next. But you want to know something? This is what I find fascinating. The church would have never been the church with Jesus still around. They would have been too comfortable. They would have let Jesus do all the work. You see, they needed the Spirit. They needed it to blow in places they didn't want to go. They needed it to challenge them, whether they liked it or not, whether they were comfortable with it or not. And the same things for us and for our faith. We sing, we pray, we get a message here in this place, and then I say at the very end of the service, Jesus brings hope every hour and every day, and I share a benediction. But at some point, we have to leave this place. Every week, we go out these doors and we drive into the world. And yes, Jesus gives us what we need here in this place. The last thing, what do we all get? The power of donuts, right? You thought I was going to say the Holy Spirit. That'll come. The Holy Spirit has no match for the power of donuts, and today, the power of cake. Impressive concoction of sugar, fat, and carbohydrates. Kids and adults run to that table to get it. But all jokes aside, there's power in these donuts because it brings us together. After worship, after communion, after prayer, we laugh and we share, and it's our last chance to get that full breath of the Holy Spirit before we go out into the real world. And then we can do it. I want to share an experience from my trip in Israel. One day, when we just started our tour of Jerusalem, our first stop early in the morning was outside the walls in Bethany. We went to the Chapel of the Ascension. It was the very place where Jesus ascended and went up into the clouds, the place we read about this morning. Our group went through a gate, and we saw this courtyard, and there was a Christian band playing in the courtyard. There were people crowded in the place, packed. People were singing in Spanish. And in the middle of the courtyard, there was this round building. It was 15 by 15. It was round. And our group of 20 all rushed inside this building all by ourselves, and the doors closed behind us. And it was dark. There weren't any windows in the building, but there was an opening. Light coming from the top. We could still hear the band playing and the people singing outside. Then someone started reading the story we heard today from Acts 1. Finally, our tour guide suggested, after the reading, that we sing a song. We couldn't really think of anyone. The band was playing a song everyone knew. And even though they were singing in Spanish, we joined along in English. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. My heart started pounding, and I could imagine Jesus there in that place ascending. It was right here in this place, and my eyes looked up to the light. I want to see you. I want to see you. Jesus had to let us go. And as difficult as it might have been, as difficult as it may be, we have to be open to change. We have to be open to the Spirit blowing where it will. We have to go out into the real world, whether we're ready for it or not. But don't worry. You won't go by yourself. You have everything you need here in this place. Prayer and Scripture and donuts. And the Holy Spirit fills us. For our graduates, for our parents, for all the people of God, our charge is to go out into the world and not to fear change, because the Holy Spirit is able to blow everywhere that we go. See you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory, power, power and love, as we sing, holy, 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 holy. That's what fills us. So go out in this world, ready for change, filled up with the Holy Spirit, so that we can do the work of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.